The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking specifically about the blueprint for aging well. I have made reference multiple times of a patient who comes into our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic and how I just am enamored by this woman. Her name is Nancy. She's coming on today and she's 88 years old. And I was shocked because I multiple interactions and truth be told, I rarely look at people's age, just talk to individuals. Their age doesn't really matter much to me. And I remember referencing that I was like, oh, she's probably in her, like, I don't know, late 60s. And then I went to go verify that and found out she was in her late 80s. And I was like, no way. I love her thought process. I love her thirst for knowledge. Everything is just, I'm like, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to live my life so that I could be like Nancy. So I'm very excited to go through and share our conversation. But more so just realizing when we talk about aging, I think it's just such, aging is inevitable, right? Decline is optional. And so your health very much at 88 is determined by what you do at 40, 50, and 60. And even so, just like making those bits and changes, even if you are 40, 50, 60, 80 years old, like you still have time and ability to make change. And if you in your brain just tried to argue with me, it's because your mental block, your mindset isn't that of growth and wellness, because you have the ability and opportunity to do it. And maybe if you feel like you're muddled at that point and it's unachievable, it's inconceivable, those are things specifically that we at Greenwood Family Chiropractic are alongside to help you with. And so I just think being able to share and then breaking down some of those actionable steps on what to do for this, you know, blueprint for aging gracefully, just different thought processes or pillars or essentials, if you will. We'll go through that today, so I'm very excited. But before we get into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now. One of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
This article from GreedMedInfo, they called it, quote, alternative. It was always the original. So let's begin with a question that should unsettle anyone who has ever been told that natural medicine is, quote, alternative. Alternative to what exactly? not to the medicine of 1899, not to the medicine of 1932, not, in fact, to any era of medicine prior to the mid-20th century, when a legal and commercial infrastructure was deliberately built to ensure that the only substances recognized as drugs would be those that could be patented, manufactured to scale, and sold for profit. Before that infrastructure existed, the original medicine was plant medicine, and the documentation proving it was in plain sight. So the 1899 Merck Manual is where it all began. So the Merck Manual is the oldest continuously published English language medical textbook, and by most measures, the best-selling medical textbook in the world. Its first edition was published in New York in 1899 by George Merck, founder of what would become a $43 billion pharmaceutical empire. Was not a catalog of synthetic drugs. It was a compilation of natural ones. So it was actually the manual drew from materia medica tradition, the full body of accumulated knowledge about the therapeutic properties of substances used for healing. In 1899, that tradition was still very largely intact. The remedies it recommended, including arnica, cod liver oil, valerian, camphor, myrrh, beef tea. It recommended dried ovaries of cows for hormonal conditions. It recommended papaya enzymes for digestion. It recommended cannabis indica for a striking range of conditions. So the manual promised physicians a, quote, complete ready reference book covering the entire eligible materia medica. And that materia medica was overwhelmingly natural. It would not be until about 1906 with the Pure Food and Drug Act that the regulatory scaffolding for pharmaceutical medicine would begin to be erected. So in 1899, the age of the patented drug had not arrived yet, and medicine looked very different. So for three more decades after the 1899 manual, natural medicine held its ground. Then in 1932, the American pharmacy profession published something extraordinary, a large format map of medicinal plants in common use by pharmacists and the public. So golden seal, echinacea, dozens of botanicals mapped under the heading of the service of pharmacy. Few people realize the extent to which plants and minerals enter into practice of pharmacy and how vital they are to the maintenance of public health. It has been stated that upwards of 70% of all medicines employed are plant products. 70%. At the threshold of the synthetic drug era, the pharmacy profession was still formally and publicly affirming that majority of medicine came from the earth. This was not a fringe position. This was mainstream consensus printed and distributed as public education document. And then, within a generation, it was gone. So what actually happened and why is the placement of natural medicine from the center of healthcare was not the result of scientific failure. I think that's important. So because we use it as like an alternative. Like an alternative is because something didn't work properly. So the displacement of natural medicine from the center of healthcare was not the result of scientific failure. It was the result of structural transformation in how medicine was regulated, funded, and rewarded. The logic is simple, and its consequences have been enormous. A patent gives its holder the exclusive rights to profit from an invention for 20 years. A natural substance, like a plant, a mineral, a food compound, cannot, by definition, be patented in its natural form. Therefore, no pharmaceutical company can recoup the billion-dollar investment required to run clinical trials on something any farmer could grow. Therefore, those trials are never funded. Therefore, the evidence base that regulators require for official recognition never accumulates, not because the substance doesn't work, but because the system was built to ensure it would never be proven to work without the terms the system accepted. So this regulatory capture operating it like scale, right? So, and the 1899 Merck manual and the 1932 pharmacist maps, you can see that difference. So 63% of all drugs approved since 1981 were derived or inspired by natural products. 154 of 155 anti-cancer drugs, developed since 1940 have natural product origins. So considering that last number carefully, of the 155 anti-cancer drugs developed since 1940, only one has absolutely no relation to a natural chemical compound. The pharmaceutical industry did not abandon nature. It's learned to extract nature's intelligence, modify it enough to patent, and then systematically delegitimize the original. So here's what we know about natural medicine as the alternative narrative. Most people need to forget. The research base supporting natural healing is vast, active, and growing. It was not abandoned. It was not disproven. It was simply defunded at the clinical trial level while accumulating quietly in peer-reviewed literature for decades. So I just think it's one of those aspects that truly, when you think about it, you're like, hey, why is it that we call it an alternative? And you're like, because there's no money. I mean, I remember I was sharing this with someone recently. It was through like 2020 COVID time. N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid, does phenomenal for like COPD, breathing, respiratory congestion, right? Which was like what COVID was. And there was a drug maker who was trying to patent it. And we were all fearful because there was a threat that they were going to pull N-acetylcysteine from any of our nutraceuticals. So like supplements, they were going to take it all from. And so I don't know what happened on the back end that it did not actually come to fruition, but it was just one of those ones like, of course, it's super effective and it's an amino acid. So now as a drug company, you're going to try to patent this amino acid. That's like trying to patent an orange. You're like, you can't do that. Patent chicken. You're like, you can't do that. But then take it away to be like, you can only have it at a quote pharmaceutical grade. So it's just, it's all, it should, the desire for that article, I think Green Med Info did a wonderful job writing that, that it's to know that there is a base and we're not using this as an alternative because it was never taken to be an alternative because it didn't work. There's not the funding and the big pharma dollars behind it to push it as the number one, unfortunately, is where we're at now. So yes, I do believe that there's a time and a place for medicine. All that to being said, let's do what we can to utilize and do our best to maintain our health. So when we return, more on the blueprint for healthy aging next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about the blueprint for aging gracefully. I am appreciative of all of the people that we have in here. I, in the office, just, you know, I think the big takeaway is that there's different types of chiropractic, right? There are chiropractic that people use like Advils, right? Ouch, my back hurts. Get adjusted. When should I come back? When your back hurts again, right? And I remember being in chiropractic school and just realizing that Advil is cheaper and probably more effective than just one adjustment, right? But it never sat right with me. But I'm like, but why? Like, what's the root cause of the problem? And so as I had gone through chiropractic school, you know, approaching 2 decades ago, at that point, I just realized I don't want to be a glorified Advil to people. And I had realized where my passion, I think, truly came from was in healthcare. Like, I wanted to help people regain their health. And yes, I always want to make it clear, I am never anti-medicine. I am very, medicine has a time and a place. But when I saw, you know, and that's one of the things that happens, like, I see where I'm at, you know, we'll say early 40s. And I remember as a kid thinking like, oh my gosh, that's so old. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me right now. But I look at, you know, the year I turned 40, I wanted to do something hard. And everyone's like, why? And I'm like, because my body can, because I am able, you know? So I want to be able to step outside of my comfort zone and do something that was hard. And I've shared it before, but I'll share it again. I'm on my third ACL. I played soccer, so ACLs with female soccer players, they don't really last terribly long, hence why I'm on my third. And I've had my meniscus taken out, so I don't really have the cushioning. And you would think, whoa, you played soccer, you're really good at running. No, I played forward or defense. I always thought midfielders were crazy because all they did was run. I'm like, I can sprint, but I don't want to like run long distance. So when I told a friend of mine, I said, hey, I want to do something hard. She was like, let's run the mini. Like, let's run 13.1 miles. Now, mind you, I cannot run a half a mile without walking. So 13 of those is like a long time. And I did. The year I turned 40, I ran 2 half marathons. And the second time I did it, I got a better time than the first. And I was proud of myself for that. And it was just one where I'm like, so much of that was training and a mindset. But it was something that I wanted to do for me, and I did. And I was really proud of myself and my body and what it's capable of. And I think when we do things to, now, generally, do I still think running is dumb? Absolutely. Have I signed up for more half marathons in the future? Also, yes. I don't know. I blame that friend of mine. I guess she's a pretty good, bad influence. I don't know. But all that being said, I think there's just, I see people who are like, yeah, I'm getting older. And I'm like, you're 50. Like, what do you mean you're getting older? No, you're not. You know, there was a woman, the first, when I ran the mini, there was a woman, she had to have been in her 80s. And I'm like trudging along, not going very fast one bit. And she had this like hobble in her gait, like a hitch in her giddy up, but she kept moving. And she moved faster than I did. And I was like, I am so proud of her. Like, she was just killing it. You know, and I wasn't moving very fast, but she was moving faster than me. And she was literally probably twice my age. And I was just like, and not 1 ounce in her brain was like, I can't. I'm too old. It's just not for, you know what I mean? Like, I was so impressed. So that's just one where, again, one of the things that truly impresses me is Nancy, and I can use her name now because she I have her consent, and this is not a HIPAA violation. So but Nancy just never ceases to amaze me on how well and wonderfully she lives. So I want to introduce Nancy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So here's where I think the average person, I very HIPAA compliantly never mentioned your name, but I have talked about you quite a bit in how I am just so impressed on how vibrant and energetic you are. And so I remember saying, you know what? I should ask if she will come on. So I'm very excited that you're here today.
Well, thank you.
So I think this is noteworthy, and I hope it's okay, but I do want to share. So if you just want to share your age, with us, and then something you are loving about life right now. Start off a little different.
Well, last month I turned 88, and I am loving that I'm going to move to Knoxville, Tennessee, early in May.
I'm excited for you.
Yes.
I'm sad for me. I am actually very excited for you. It's just one of those ones, you know, honestly, people just become almost like family in the office. So then when they, you know, aren't there anymore, gosh, there's just such a hole in my heart. But I'm very excited because I know you're going to be around family and dodge a little bit of that winter
and
weather.
I was excited that there's a Max Living I'm going to go to immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully in that transition we'll just make really, really easy. You'll just move there and the next day you'll show up and you'll be like, I'm here for my adjustment. Let's go. Well,
maybe a week.
So I know we chatted a little bit last week, but I thought it was noteworthy that you seemed like you were a little bit surprised that I wanted you to be on the radio. So why do you think that was? Why do you think you were surprised?
Well, I have heard other people interviewed and with more, you know, with kind of serious issues. And I didn't think I had anything much to offer. I'm just trying to maintain and be as healthy as I can for as long as I live.
Well, and I think that's what made me so excited is because there very much is this like, oh my gosh, you are on 10 medications and, you know, you couldn't do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you fast mm-hmm. forward and you're like, well, now you're off and you're medication free and all these things. And you're like, but what if you just invested in your health this whole time to live a healthy lifestyle? You know what I mean?
And so, yes, I really didn't start till I was 80.
Which is awesome. So what got you, what was it? Because I know that you saw like another Max Living office even before mine. Mm-hmm. What was it kind of initially that drew you at 80 years old to start like doing a deeper dive into health?
Well, I went with my sister for several months and I just observed in there the people that, you know, just seemed to be improving in their health. And then she nagged me to get started. I really didn't want to. I didn't aim to. But, wow, what a difference it made. I had bronchitis 3 times the year before I didn't go. And then I haven't had it since. It's been, well, several years now. And no more snoring.
I feel like that should get some wives some husbands in the office these next couple of weeks. I'd be like, why are you here? They'd be like, my wife scheduled me this appointment.
That's really true. I was shocked myself. Yeah. And I sleep so much more soundly. 7, 8, 9 hours just depends, but sound sleep is wonderful.
Yeah. So if you're 88 and you started at 80, that's 8 years. What do you think has kept you consistent with your corrective chiropractic care over, like, not only the chiropractic care, but really, like, lifestyle, nutrition, all the things? You've dove in phenomenally mm-hmm. for those things as well. What do you has kept you consistent over the years?
Well, I am retired, so I didn't have any excuse not to go. And then I did see these positive changes. I am taking several of the supplements, you know, the women's daily essentials and yeah. the collagen. And recently I just started that fasting formula, and that's allowed me to do the intermittent fasting
yeah.
for about 16 hours. So I'm really pleased with that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I do the bone broth.
Yeah.
Protein.
See, you're yeah. making all the right. I think it's so admirable because even when we have, you know, these events, like you'll still show up. Your thirst for knowledge. That's the verbiage I'm looking for. I admire mm-hmm. your thirst for knowledge. And then not only that, like once you learn it, like you actually put those things into effect. Like, you put them into action. And I feel like the average person wants to just make excuses or all the things, because, you know, adding, doing intermittent fasting and adding in like a fasting formula to help with increased protein, like, you don't have to be retired to do that, right? Like, that's just, but you did, and you have been integrating all of those things. So I just think it's so amazing that you have this thirst for knowledge that continues, and I think that's just one that you've really been able to, that's what, you know, when you say like the results have kept you consistent over the years, I think what you've done on your own accord has allowed for you to see more of, like, reap the benefits of that. You know what I mean?
And you challenge us to follow through, and, you know, not just an exercise in knowledge, but to actually put it into practice.
So let me ask you this, because, again, just the, you're so vibrant. What are some of the things, what are you still able to do today that you didn't think you'd be doing otherwise?
Well, I never thought I'd live to be 88. That sounds so old when you say it and have to write it down. Really, I'm not very active physically. I'm trying to improve that. I do have the beginnings of COPD, so that's a little bit limiting with breathing.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, do a little and rest a little and do some more.
I will never forget when we did some more of the functional medicine testing, and we kind of just started adding and cleaning up some things and really focusing in on being intentional about what we were doing. Do you remember this? That you came in and you're like, I can't believe how much energy I have.
Oh, and that was especially when I went to Prime IV and got B12 shots every month.
Yes. Yeah, just, hey, you're deficient in vitamins. Let's put those back in effectively and efficiently, you know? So what, in general, if someone was listening that was in their 50s and 60s and started to feel a decline, like, what would you tell them?
Well, I would definitely encourage them to be on the Max Living program, which includes adjustments. I guess you don't have to adjust every week, but I really like it every week. And then the supplements and the exercise and or just the mindset of loving life. And I made quite a few changes with cooking, avoiding the ultra-processed foods. And I cook at home about 90% of the time. Don't use a microwave anymore. And the glass storage, you know, instead of plastic. I've just made all kinds of changes.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Eating grass-finished beef and lately eating a little more protein every meal. Yeah.
You know what I think is so interesting is that people come in and they're like, you know, I'm just getting up there. I'm kind of old. I'm like, you're 51. You know, I'm like, you don't get to play the quote old card when you go through that. Yeah. When you're like, you've lived a certain way for 8 decades and you're like, yep, I made a bunch of changes and I'm loving it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but that is, it's a mindset. It's definitely a limiting belief more than anything. Okay. I have a couple quick fire questions for you. Okay. One word to describe how you feel most days.
Grateful.
Oh. What is one of the biggest health myths that people might still believe? I'm nervous.
That the medical practice knows what they're doing.
Yeah. The best piece of advice you've ever received.
Oh, my. Completely depend on the Lord.
Mm. Amen to that. Something you still love doing at 88 years old.
Well, I have always loved to cook. So that's been great. I do a little gardening, play a little bridge, play euchre and dominoes. just enjoy church life. Just miscellaneous things.
Yeah.
Love the neighborhood. I live in a great neighborhood. And, just living.
Well, and I think that's one where when people are afraid of, you know, when we look at 88 and you're like, 88 seems scary when you are on 10 different medications. You don't have your own ability to like have that autonomy still, right? Like you're still doing everything and more than even the average person is from a standpoint. And I feel like you really proved me right. All the like random good stuff when I like make mild mention about you, just about how wonderful you are. Like everyone listening, I'm like, see, told you so. Isn't she wonderful? It is. But I mean, that's what life's about, right? Like you're moving. And again, like why? So that you can spend more quality time with your family. And like, that's what life is about. You're grateful, you're doing the things, honoring your body. And I hope you know how grateful I am to have you and how excited I am for your next journey. And I'm just appreciative of all that you do and how you embody when you're like, I just do max living, like it's just your way of life, like Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So
I have appreciated your whole staff. Everybody's been very supportive and friendly and, you know, encourages you to come back and want to be there. It's been great.
So one last thing, just to wrap it up again, if you were to leave people listening who had trepidations or thought maybe it won't work for me, what would be that one thing you tell them?
Give it a try. They'll love it.
Good. Well, I hope you know, like I said, I appreciate you so very much and I enjoy having you. I'm going to miss you here in a little bit, but in the meantime, I'm going to soak up every good thing I get to do with you. So I look forward to
that's sweet.
I appreciate
I'll see you a couple more Mondays.
Yep. I will see you next week. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, if you want to know how to make that next step, give us a call. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule that initial exam and consultation. Now, I know that the average person is likely wondering what that looks like, right? Like, what is it? What does it look like to start care? What do we do? And the true answer is, I don't know, until we see you, right? Those are ones where some people just pop in for maintenance. Some people need a little bit more. Right, a little bit more frequently, depending on what their symptoms are, what their spine looks like. But what it starts with is an initial exam, right? It lets us go through a comprehensive consultation. It lets us see what your health history is. And then it allows us to go from there. You know, people always wonder about insurance, and that's a fair question. You can bring your insurance in and we kind of see if and what that coverage is. But we always sit down after that initial, we'll sit down and go through what we found, what we think, and then we have a plan, right? And that plan includes, you know, time, cost, insurance, out of pocket, whole nine yards. And we see, you know, sometimes that works for individuals. Sometimes we have to make modifications, but it's a good starting point to at least figure out a little bit more if and what is going on, but more importantly, how we go about helping to work on reaching your health goals, fixing it, right? Fix is very relative terminology, but what do we do that we can get you continued for that good functioning nervous system, health and wellness, strength, where you don't feel like, you know, you don't have these signs of decline if you don't have to. So again, how you schedule that appointment, you can give us a call, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, when we return, I have more about the blueprint for aging well next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. I feel it in me like the beat.
One reason that I do this show is to help educate people on how to age gracefully. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about a blueprint for aging well. We just touched base with Nancy, who is 88 years young and is just embodies so much of what I desire, not only for myself, but truly for all of my patients, all the people who set foot through Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And I think one thing that's very important is that, you know, she had kind of made mention. She was like, you know, you don't have to, but here's what I like to do. And you're like, I always tell people, like, you have a strong room, right? Like, I have a strong room of people who, like, this is my personal life. This is not professional. But, like, in my strong room, who have really strong marriages, right? Strong, lasting marriages. Those are the people I want to talk to about my marriage. Or I have colleagues in business who have been in business for longer than I have, love what they do, they're thriving. Those are the people that I want to take advice from, right? And then I have, you know, people who I listen to and follow in terms of health and research, right? Those are the people I'm going to put in my health strong room. In, you know, my faith-based strong room. And we've got all of these things that I want to surround myself. Iron sharpens iron. And so when I look at this and I'm like, I desire to be that person for individuals' strong room. And I don't have all the answers. I'll be very transparent about that. I don't have all the answers. But my goal is to figure out, if I don't have all of the answers, how can I find you someone who does? Right? Like, what are some options, some aspects, some thought processes? Like, how, where do we go from there? And so, you know, when Nancy says, here's what I do, I'm like, I want to do what Nancy does. Be like Nancy. But she was like, I get adjusted every week. She's 88 years old. How do you think she's getting around doing all these things? Because she protects her nervous system. You have to think, your spine protects your nervous system, which is what controls everything: movement, healing, energy. Aging well is not necessarily less about age, but more about function. And so, you know, one of the things, like, most people wait for pain, when in reality, one of the things that I desire for every person who walks through is preserve your function first. You know, there's so many times when people think it's just about headaches, neck pain, and back pain. But when you see more of these moments where people start losing, it might be like their balance, right? I think that's a, you know, balance is a big, your vestibular cochlear nerve, it's your eighth cranial nerve, serve for two purposes: for you to hear and for you to keep your balance. Now, that doesn't mean every chiropractic adjustment is going to help you reduce instability, but I do feel like there are so many people who are, oh, a perfect example. There's another patient, not, but she came in and she could barely walk. She couldn't get on and off the table by herself. She had a hard time walking in and out of the adjusting bays. And I remember being several weeks in, and I remember thinking, I said to her, I said, do you see what just happened there? And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, look at how you just popped right off of that adjusting bay. You walked over there. You are so much more stable. You hobbled around with a cane when you first came in. And I said, what do you have now? And she's like, I haven't used my cane in weeks. And I was like, great. And what happened? What started weeks ago? And she was like, I started getting adjusted. And I was like, yep. And so when we're like, hey, moving your body, taking care of your spine and nervous system, I think is so important, because unfortunately, we usually wait for a pain-based symptom. But when there is things like instability, loss of strength, like, those are aspects where it's like, you know, it's my job as a clinician to figure out, like, why those things are happening. But I think, like, just generally, we have normalized breakdown as we age. right? The average patient's going to wait for a symptom. Like, but pain is the last thing to show up, not the first thing. Dysfunction happens first. And so then we have this decline. And, I guess this is just getting older. And sometimes we've rationalized that with ourselves, or sometimes we've had another practitioner that's told us that. Oh, this is just part of getting older. Yeah, it's because you're getting older. And I refuse to accept that. And you want to know why I refuse to accept that? Because I have a ton of patients in their 80s who are living on their own. They're still driving. They're still packing up their own house to move. They are still leading Bible studies. They are still playing games, right? Like, they are still outside going for walks. They are proactive on their health. And so I think where we become inconsistent is that when a health becomes reactive, right, we wait for us to lose our health to then be consistent or take action with it. When in reality, health, you need to be proactive on your health. You know, over that course of time, what happens is joints start to stiffen. When joints start to stiffen, we move a little bit less. So muscles start to weaken. When muscles start to weaken, this is where we start to see loss in muscle mass. We see balance declines, you know, and we have this, like, this feeling of accelerated physical decline. Like, most people don't all of a sudden wake up unhealthy. There's a slow decline or drift that ends up getting us there, right? And so when we talk about nervous system control, brain, spine, and body, if the communication's off, function declines. So that's truly what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is we focus on restoring communication so the body can function at a higher level, right? I think the other aspect where Nancy said is, she goes, yeah, I'm eating really well. She said, I sleep so much better. Right. And that's, I think, the warning signs that, yes, headaches, neck pain, back pain, chiropractic, headaches, neck pain, back pain, sciatic, right? We'll throw that in there. Headaches, back pain, neck pain, back pain, sciatic. But, like, what about loss of flexibility? What about balance issues? What about fatigue or poor sleep or current aches? Those aren't random. They are signals from your body. And so when we start making these actionable steps, you know, and she talks about, hey, over the course of the last 8 years, she just changed her food containers. Right? She opted to, consume more protein. She takes really great supplements. She did functional medicine testing, right? Why? She's like, well, because if I'm going to live old, I want to be healthy. And I agree with her so incredibly much. And so when we take care of our bodies, it allows us so much to be whole and to be present. It allows us for longevity and repair, you know. You don't get stronger during stress, you get stronger during recovery. And so the more we prioritize recovery, sleep, stress management, right? Or, you know, eating like your future depends on it. That's another one. I had a mentor, his name was Dr. Charlie Majors. He was diagnosed with a stage 4 glioblastoma. It's a pretty deadly brain tumor. And they gave him less than 2 months to live. They said chemotherapy and radiation will not buy you time. And he's like, you don't get to choose when I go. The big guy upstairs does. And so he really, like, he wrote a book, Cancer Killers. He lived for 7 more years, had another child, did hundreds, if not thousands, of cancer consults. And so he turned 2 months into 7.5 years. And I'll never forget, because everyone is like, he was like, I'm going to tell you the best thing, right? Like, how to fight cancer, the best way to fight cancer. And everyone's like listening, right? Because he's obviously done it for so long. And he goes, don't get it to begin with. And you're like, it sounds so easy, you know, but he radically changed. And I mean, I think he was pretty healthy beforehand, but then, you know, you get really strict. And I remember him saying, at different seminars, like, everyone's like, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. And he said, nothing will ever taste as good as spending time with my family feels. And that's just something I'll never forget, because he prioritized his health, you know? And for him, it was a diagnosis. And not that he was living healthy before. It was just something that they had, I think they'd traced back to, like, carpet cleaner, maybe. But regardless, I think those are just ones where when you're looking for the blueprint of health, it's not waiting for something to be wrong, right? Like when you walk through the decades, the timeline of aging is like 30s and 40s, it's like foundational years, they're habit forming. 50s and 60s, it's often where you might see the early sign of decline, or you see a decline of strength or vitality. You know, 70s and 80s, this is where a lot of health complications can be revealed. So it's just one of those ones you have to rise to the level of actually taking action, right? So if you're starting to notice changes in your body, why are we waiting until it becomes a bigger issue? Start building your blueprint now. Because the earlier you start, the easier that it is. And it's never too late to begin. We have a sign in the office that says, the best time to start chiropractic care is birth, and the second best time is now. And that stands true day after day after day. So if you want to be more proactive, if you need someone health-related in your strong room, let us be the one. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.